بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد times when one should not be sleeping. سيدنا سعيد بن جبير رضي الله تعالى عنه said that it is incorrect to sleep at the beginning of the day, good to sleep at midday, and foolish to sleep at the end of the day. أدب المفرد. Sleeping till daybreak deprives one of sustenance. Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, sleeping till daybreak deprives one of sustenance. It is related that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam once saw Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha sleeping in the morning. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam shook her gently with his foot and said, O my daughter, this is the hour when your Rabb distributes sustenance, so be present by remaining awake and not negligent. Note, the time of daybreak is extremely significant, especially for engaging in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala and for the recital of the Quran Majid. Sleeping at this hour leads to the provision of blessings in one's sustenance. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to ensure that none of his household members were asleep at this hour. It is said that he would personally monitor them. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was walking past a person who happened to be sleeping after Fajr Salah. He stirred him with his foot and said, do you not know that Allah Ta'ala's attention is focused to his servants at this moment? Allah Ta'ala grants a group of people entry into Jannah at this hour. Shaitan urinating in the ears of such people. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that people mentioned a certain person who slept right until daybreak in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked that this is a person in whose ear Shaitan has urinated. Note, according to Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi, Shaitan actually, in other words, literally urinates in the ear of such a person. The hadith informs us that Shaitan eats and sleeps, hence it will be not far-fetched that he urinates. It also has a metaphoric meaning in the sense that Shaitan has deceived the person by enticing him to sleep. Assuming that Shaitan does not actually urinate, the hadith would then mean that this person has done an act that makes him deserving of being the vessel of Shaitan's urine. These days, people generally sleep till well past sunrise. In many instances, entire families sleep during these hours. They neglect the Fajr Salah, thereby commencing the day by committing a major sin. The worldly harm of this is that they will be deprived of barakah in their sustenance. What awaits them in the hereafter is terrible to imagine. A true Muslim home should be resonating with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala and the recitation of the Qur'an Majid well before Fajr Salat. How unfortunate it is that we pass the valuable moments of the night in futilities, thereby sleeping till late and then waking up even after sunrise. We deprive ourselves of the goodness of both worlds. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.